As we've reported, nonviolent prisoners are winning early release to try to mitigate COVID-19 outbreaks in cramped prisons. We spoke a while back with New York's chief medical officer, Ross McDonald, who said a storm is coming to that city's Rikers Island. And he compared trying to socially distance in a jail to a cruise ship recklessly boarding more passengers every day. Well, sure enough, infections have surged at Rikers. 33-year-old Jose Diaz was released early from Rikers last Saturday after serving 30 days for breaking his parole for a previous conviction. He's been in a New York University prisoner education program since his first infraction. He's also a grad student at NYU. But Jose, I bet it feels really good to be out of Rikers.
Yeah, it definitely feels really good to be out. But on the opposite is still knowing that people are in is like extremely depressing as well.
Well, let's talk about why so many people supported you, because your release came technically because you were in the category of technical violations. You broke parole. But behind that is quite a story. Years ago, you were 18 in a group that started fighting with another group. Someone was shot. You and your friends, not the shooters, were convicted of manslaughter for being present. I'm sure that's a day you'd love a do-over on.
On one level, definitely. But on another level, it's also like, you know, you learn so much through your journey, you know. The lessons I learned along just by living life was like something that I wouldn't want to replace for anything.
Well, no kidding. It sounds like it because you served 13 and a half years. You joined a master program at NYU, stuck to your parole for 4 years, then made a mistake, crossed state lines to visit family, and so back to jail you went. But talk about that master's program. What were you studying?
So I'm in the Department of Social and Cultural Analysis with an emphasis on Latinx studies. I primarily write about stickball in El Barrio, that's East Harlem, which is a neighborhood that's currently being gentrified now. And really trying to archive like that history before it's no longer there to archive.
How great. Stickball. I'm a New Yorker, Long Islander, you know, so stickball, you know, is a New York tradition, a broomstick and a pink rubber ball on a cement playground, a favorite. And your thesis at NYU. And here's where we get to part of how you were released, because a lot of people, as you said, had to help you. One was NYU President Andrew Hamilton, who wrote a letter on your behalf. Community organizations rallied behind you. What would you say to people who would say, I don't want people coming out, even if there's COVID-19 within?
I would say, you know what, we have to look at it as a public health risk. And what that actually implicates when an individual says, I don't want them to get out, is that they're actually giving me a death sentence.
We heard about this from Ross McDonald, and we know that, you know, two officers at Rikers Island have now died. Did you see any masks or sanitizers?
Sanitizers, no. In fact, when it comes to cleaning solutions or chemicals, they're actually under tighter lockdown. You know, one perfect example is that I had a sponge where I was able to disinfect my area. An officer saw me using it, decided to take the sponge from me and lock it away.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're here about fear. Did you feel fear in there?
Oh, of course. I was scared. The reality is that you have correctional officers who are more likely to be exposed to the virus and coming back into the system. And we're so bunched up where social distancing is not even possible because there's so many people there.
Well, we understand, Jose, that you and your team at New York University Prison Education Program are working for a bail fund to help get more prisoners out.
We're looking at how to reduce the population. And unfortunately for people with parole violations like myself, we don't have bail. And another issue is that in cases where guys had already taken some type of parole violation bargain, plea bargain, whether it be a drug program or whatnot, other drug programs and other places where they would be transferred to are no longer accepting people. So they just have to sit there indefinitely.
Meantime, you went into jail again on a parole violation. You've served, as we said, 13 and a half years ago, but you were reincarcerated on this parole violation. You go in and you come out and it's a changed New York. Just your thoughts as you came out to this. I hear the sirens. I mean, that we're hearing that the sirens are now the soundscape and you can hear them so clearly. But other than that, it's quiet. It's empty. Your thoughts on seeing that?
For me, it was kind of like a really surreal experience, mainly because it's like prior to my rearrest, you heard rumors of COVID on the news. You're watching it. And in the capacity of what I'm seeing is that it might hit New York. But now coming out into the street, it's really scary. And, you know, even though I was locked in for the last 30 days, I'm also locked in now. So freedom has been like a bittersweet pill to swallow as well.
Oh, that's right. You're out of the prison and into the lockdown. Well, Jose Diaz, we wish you the best. And thank you so much for speaking to us about your experience.
Thank you for having me on, Robin. Stay safe out there, you and your family.
Oh, thank you very much.